Last night, Governor Tony Evers introduced his third budget proposal to the Wisconsin state legislature. Calls for almost $104 billion in spending over the next 2 years. It includes plans for what to do with the state's more than $7 billion surplus. In his address to lawmakers, the governor said that his plan offers opportunities for some bipartisan agreement.
Let's dispose of the notion that priorities in this budget are somehow extreme or far-fetched. I promise you this, in this budget, there's more that unites us than divides us. These aren't Republican or Democrat priorities. They're Wisconsin priorities, areas where we should be able to find common ground.
Mark Sommerhauser is communications director and policy researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob. It's good to be with you.
Big picture, what is your main takeaway from the governor's budget proposal?
Well, I guess the big picture would be that, this is a ambitious proposal, particularly when it comes to education, which we know is the governor's really his absolute top priority. This is, we have a state budget process every 2 years in the state of Wisconsin, but this is going to be really a different process just by virtue of the fact that we have really an unprecedented state budget surplus heading into this 2 year budget cycle that's going to start July 1st. And that's really going to, I think, shape this budget process and make it quite different than some of the ones that we've seen previously. The governor is really seeing this as an opportunity, first and foremost, to increase funding for our schools here in Wisconsin. He's also proposed, additional funding for local governments, some tax cuts, and quite a few other things in his budget. So there's definitely a lot to unpack.
Before we dig into some of those more specific items, we heard the governor there saying, hey, there's common ground to be found. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss sort of agreed. Here's a listen to his part of his reaction.
I would say while there are some areas in Governor Evers' budget that I'm sure we will hope to find common ground on, our solutions are going to look dramatically different.
Do you see particular places, Mark, based on what we've heard from the governor and from leading Republicans, where we might expect to see them on the same page-ish as this budget develops?
Yeah, the ish is maybe an important qualifier there. But yeah, I think there are a few. Probably the one that comes to the top of the list in my mind would be the issue of state aid to local governments. We're talking here about our counties, cities, villages, and towns here in Wisconsin. Obviously, they provide a lot of the basic services that we expect from government, our local roads, parks, fire, police, planning and zoning and trash collection, all these kinds of things. And they have two main sources of funding, the local property taxes that property owners pay and aid that they get from the state. And in recent years, that state aid has come from a program called Shared Revenue. And the total funding for the Shared Revenue program has actually declined over the last 12 years. And that's not even taking into account inflation. When we add in inflation, it's really declined quite a bit. The governor is proposing in his budget to really do something quite different in this area. He is wanting to set aside 20% of the revenues that we get from our state's 5% sales tax to actually go to providing aid, state aid to local governments. So that would be something completely new, and it would result in a very large increase in state support for local governments, both up front. And then I think equally as important for local governments, it would create, an opportunity for the state aid that they receive to really increase with inflation over time, which it has not done over the last 10 to 15 years. I think there is some hope to think that there might be some room for agreement here between the governor and the legislative leadership, reason being that this idea actually first was kind of talked about publicly by the legislative leadership, this concept of setting aside a share of sales tax revenues for state aid to the locals. So that's one area that I would point to where certainly there's going to have to be some negotiation over that, but I think there's a potential for some bipartisan support.
Yeah, here's a listen to Governor Evers talking about that and alluding to adopting a Republican proposal on shared revenue.
Last month, I pledged my support for a budget provision to send 20% of the state's sales tax revenue back to our local communities for shared revenue. And I'm excited to share that our budget includes that proposal. I don't care where it came from, providing more than $500 million more per year in new resources to invest in key priorities like public safety. We have to get this done, folks.
Mark, shared revenue can sound like an abstract government concept, but it seems like with that prospect for working together on it, this seems like something you could sell to both parties, right? This is your roads and this is your local police department and first responders. Does that make it something you see as making it more likely that we could see cooperation here?
Well, I'll just say from my standpoint, the first time I heard about this concept was actually, you know, not in the governor's budget address, but it was at a forum event that we had last month. Our organization hosts public events periodically, and we had an event last month where one of our guests was Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And that was the first time I had heard a state leader kind of talk about this idea of setting aside the 20% of sales tax revenue. So, you know, that is certainly a promising starting point. And to hear both the Assembly Speaker and the governor talking about this concept, there are other elements of the governor's proposal that I think may be a little more contentious. He's also talking about giving local governments the authority to collect new sales taxes if, crucial to note, if their voters in that county or that municipality would approve them, they would need to be subject to referendum. But his proposal would allow Milwaukee County to do an additional 1% sales tax. Other counties, and other municipalities would be able to do an additional 0.5%, again, subject to a voter referendum. I think that piece of his proposal potentially is going to be a harder sell in the legislature since we're talking about additional taxes. But going back to the piece of 20% of state sales tax revenue going to local governments, certainly that's an area that seems promising.
Talking to Mark Sommerhauser from Wisconsin Policy Forum, looking at the governor's budget address last night and where the Democratic governor and Republican-led legislature agree and or disagree. One point of a tiny bit of agreement and more disagreement, I think, Mark, is taxes. The governor is saying, hey, let's have a 10% tax cut for people making less than $100,000 a year. Joint filers make less than $150,000. Republicans seem to be coming together around a flat income tax rate of 3.25%, meaning upper income people would join in the tax cut here. Seems like it might be harder to find common ground on this one.
Yeah, I would agree. I think this issue of taxes is going to be one of the defining issues of this budget, because along probably with education and with this issue of state aid to local governments, the tax issue is one where I think it's pretty fair to say that that's the top issue for legislative Republicans, is doing a very large tax cut. I think we've heard the word transformational used by some of the legislative leaders. They see with such an unprecedented surplus a really, you know, once in a generation opportunity to do tax relief. The governor has also proposed tax cuts. So both sides want to do tax cuts. The debate is going to be about how big of a cut to do and who is going to receive the bulk of the relief in tax cuts. You know, the governor is broadly speaking targeting his proposed tax cuts toward working class and middle class Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, you mentioned the flat income tax proposal. Just as a bit of context, right now our state has what's called a progressive income tax, in which the tax rates increase by the taxpayer's income. They start at 3.54% at the lowest income levels, up to 7.65% for those at the highest incomes. The proposal that we've heard from Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, we know a lot of other Republican lawmakers support it, is to shift to a single tax rate for all incomes of 3.25%. And so, you know, the consequence of that going from our current system to that system would be that the bulk of relief would go to the wealthiest Wisconsinites. Senator Lemieux and some of the other proponents are saying this would be something that would make Wisconsin more competitive with other states that don't tax higher incomes as highly as Wisconsin does. But, you know, that kind of sets up a pretty sharp contrast. In addition, of course, the flat tax proposal would be a very large reduction in overall tax collections in the state of Wisconsin. It would, over the next 2 years, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau is estimating it would reduce tax collections by about $4.9 billion over the two-year period. The plan would phase in, so that amount kind of increases, and the further you go out by year four, it would decrease tax collections by about $5 billion each year. So that would be, you know, that would certainly be a big impact going forward in terms of the state's overall tax collections.
And you've mentioned education, the governor calling for a fairly big increase in education spending. Here's a listen.
Tonight, I'm calling on the legislature to join me in doing what's best for our kids by approving the largest increase in K-12 schools and education in our state's history.
Mark, I think there'll be disagreement on the amount of money and the kind of schools that get any increased funding. What are you watching for there?
Yeah, I think that's right, Rob. I think, you know, the amount that the governor is proposing in terms of increased funding for education, $2.6 billion, is really quite a large number. We know, again, this is really the governor's top priority. And, you know, most of that funding would go really to two places. It would go about $1 billion would go toward the state's general equalization aid formula, which is the main way that the state provides aid to school districts. That's a formula that is meant to sort of equalize disparities in property wealth between different school districts. Obviously, we know there are big differences from one school district to another in their property tax base. And that formula is meant to provide more state aid to districts that are poorer in property wealth and less aid to the wealthier districts. So more than $1 billion would go to that. More than $1 billion in additional funding would go to special education. That's an area where Wisconsin's, you know, current reimbursement rate for the amount of state dollars that the state gives to offset the cost of special education right now to districts statewide is about 30%. That reimbursement rate under the governor's proposal, that would go up to about 60%. So that those are kind of the two biggest pieces in the governor's proposal. I think it's fair to say that Republicans are likely to balk at the overall price tag of this proposal. There seems to be some openness to increase funding for schools, but at the level of $2.6 billion, I think is unlikely to get support from the legislature. And then the other piece you mentioned, Rob, yeah, I mean, there's no question a huge part of the disagreement here is going to be how we treat the choice program that also is known by some as the school voucher program. The governor wants to freeze enrollment in that program starting in the 24-25 school year. I think that's going to be a non-starter with the legislature, which, you know, really has the opposite view about school choice. They want to expand school choice, not freeze it. So, you know, that's going to be clearly another point of contention.
Mark, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
That's Mark Sommerhauser with Wisconsin Policy Forum looking at the governor's budget address last night. We'll be tackling a lot of the pieces of that budget in the weeks and months to come.